Make a Bluetooth mouse with Adafruit Feather Blue Fruit Li. Explore the capabilities of the Adafruit Feather 32U4 Blue Fruit LE by turning it into a working Bluetooth mouse. Introduction. The previous blog introduced the Adafruit Feather 32U4 Blue Fruit LE, along with making a simple Bluetooth HIDE keyboard with it. Now this blog will demonstrate how to make a simple Bluetooth HIDE mouse out of this Devi board. The components of the Feather 32U4 Blue Fruit LE, namely the 80 Mega 32U4 and the NRF51822, are a perfect fit for this job. Factor in the small form factor and ease of use of the Feather boards, and you'll get a satisfactorily made Bluetooth LE development system, just right for its price. What you'll need. You don't need a lot of complex components to turn your Blue Fruit Feather into a simple HIDE mouse. See the list below. Your Feather 32U4, Blue Fruit LE from Adafruit. A small breadboard. An analog stick accessory board. Some jumper wires. Bluetooth-enabled Android phone or PC. Wiring the parts. Simply wire the analog stick's X and Y axis to available ADC ports on your Feather. Additionally, wire the push button of the stick to a digital I/O port. See the Fritzing diagram below. Creating code for your Bluetooth HIDE mouse. Open up your Arduino IDE. You should have gone through preparing your Arduino IDE for the 32U4 Bluetooth LE in this previous blog. Now open the examples library in your IDE by going to File. Examples, Adafruit Blue Fruit LE NRF51, HIDE mouse. You'll simply use this project as a reference. This project is so simple, it just asks the user to input mouse coordinate values and then plots the points or lines on your device. This library has both the bluefruitconfig.h and the hidmouse.no files. It's the hidmouse.no file that we'll edit. We'll add in some analog stick and mouse variables, as well as move an array variable in this part of the code as seen below. Consequently, some screen messages must be modified to match our intention. On setup, Bluetooth HID functionality is brought up easily through the statement. Visit fipselectronics.com. After that, the loop code will also be modified to be able to respond to the analog stick's push button and potentiometer controls. Visit fipselectronics.com. As you see, we are first checking the push button if it was clicked. If it is, a variable will latch its value simulating a left mouse click. This will be relayed to the BLE through the Visit fipselectronics.com. Statement. After that, mouse movements can be picked up. The X underscore mouse and Y underscore mouse, as well as the input array variables, take care of these values. The statements. Visit fipselectronics.com. We'll actually take care of making the mouse move through BLE. This program takes advantage of the serial nature of operating the BLE module. It's so easy to operate it through serial text commands. It's using something similar to the once popular Hayes AT-style command set. The communication is done through the hardware SPI interfaces of the modules. Once the user wants to exit drawing mode, he can click the analog stick button once again. This simulates releasing the mouse button. Visit fipselectronics.com. Trying it out. After programming the code into your Feather, make sure you go through your serial monitor. After that, go through Bluetooth pairing mode on your device. After it's paired, you can continue clicking the analog stick and then move the analog control. You should see it drawing lines or graphics on a drawing app. The app used here is Google Keep Notes, which runs on an Android-based smartphone. See below. The entire modified code. Visit fipselectronics.com. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs. Head to fipselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Make a Bluetooth Mouse with Adafruit Feather Blue Fruit LE. Fips Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at fipselectronics.com.